This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Susan Berggren, it's B like boy, U-R-G-G-R-E-N. Date of birth is 7/2/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Berggren, who was sent for consultation on December 16th, 2025 for labile hypertension, hypertensive heart disease, and elevated parathyroid hormone levels and elevated calcium. She's feeling much better since her consultation was done, and blood pressures are much more controlled. We did a nuclear med parathyroid scan January 26th of this year, and it did reveal a right parathyroid adenoma, and we asked to have a referral to Dr. Kenneth Minx in Grand Rapids, and that will be scheduled, or has been scheduled, for this month. There was also a 7-millimeter right lung nodule that has been followed up, already had an initial CAT scan, and we'll have another scan within the next 6 months for comparison. She has no symptoms associated with the lung nodule, no shortness of breath, no cough, no hemoptysis, no chest pain. And she is feeling very well today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No more dizziness, no falls have been occurring. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No bowel problems, no blood or melena, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Clonidine is 0.1 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 75 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 130 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 64, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 116 over 50. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 3rd, 2026. Creatinine is 0.79. Calcium is 10.2. Intact parathyroid hormone elevated at 127.6. Sodium is 139. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 31. Albumin 3.9. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, history of labile hypertension, currently improved. Two, hypertensive heart disease. We are going to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And three, primary hyperparathyroidism with finding of a right parathyroid adenoma. She has been referred to Corwell Health General Surgery for possible right parathyroidectomy of the adenoma. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Once the calcium levels have normalized and the parathyroid adenoma has been removed, we would expect that the intact parathyroid hormone would also normalize, and then she should continue to have stable and controlled blood pressures. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.